Howdy, and welcome to Vintage Voices, a production of the Radio Players of the Theater Company of Sun City. This program comes to you on Sundays at 11 a.m. and Wednesdays at 12:30 p.m. on 101.5 FM, Huntley Community Radio. Today's play is Hinkadoo, the fifth in our Gunsmoke series. This episode's cast includes Cynthia Church as Mamie, Randy Church as the Drunk and Manuel, Bob Genko as Doc Adams, John Lindblom as Chester Proudfoot, George Marcotte as Tom and Herman, Alan Scott as the announcer and Matt Dillon, Jim Usler as Finnegan, First Man, and Curly. I'm Ed Dennis. The play was directed by Jan Dennis, who was assisted by Gail Patterson. It was recorded by Rachel McReynolds. Music and sound effects were added by Tony Pratt. And now, Hinkadoo.
Around Dodge City and in the territory out west, there's just one way to handle the killers and the spoilers, and that's with a U.S. Marshal and the smell of gun smoke. Gun smoke, the story of the violence that moved west with young America. The story of a man who moved with it, Matt Dillon, United States Marshal.
Hiya, Marshal.
Good morning, Tom.
Hey, Matt. Well, wait a second.
What? Oh, where are you headed, Doc?
On my way over to the jail after you.
Oh?
You heard about the Long Branch?
No. What about it?
You haven't heard or you wouldn't ask.
Well, heard what, Doc?
Well, I'll walk along with you if you're heading down that way.
Well, as a matter of fact, I was. Hey, what's that crowd out front for?
In due time, Matt. In due time.
You know, Doc, there's only one thing that makes you happier than having a secret, and that's to collect your coroner's fee.
Yeah, I might get a fee out of this one, too, for it's over.
No wonder you're all worked up.
Hey, have you heard about the Long Branch?
What?
The doggonest thing I ever come across.
Morning, Mr. Dillon.
Oh, hiya, Chester.
Say, you heard about the Long Branch?
No, Chester, I have not heard about the Long Branch.
What?
He's upset, Chester. He's the only man in Dodge who hasn't heard.
Excuse me.
Well, Mr. Dillon,
what do you think of it, Matt, aside from the misspelled words?
The Long Branch been closed all morning?
Yep, locked tight. That sign was there on the door at daylight.
The Long Branch Saloon will open at 8 o'clock tonight with new management and a new policy. Everybody welcome. Signed, the new manager, Mamie.
Mamie, it's a woman, Matt.
Lately of Kansas City, St. Louis, and Points East.
Well, I don't know, Mr. Dillon. My, we never had a woman running a saloon in Dodge City before.
And we won't now, Chester. The boys won't let her last an hour, I'm afraid.
It'd be kind of fun for that hour, though.
And another thing, if this Mamie is the new manager, what happened to Herman Bleeker?
Well, I don't know. He must have sold it to her.
He didn't say anything about it yesterday morning.
That's right. I saw him over at the livery stable in the afternoon, showing off one of them fancy vests he's always ordered. He never said one word about it.
Well, you know that little Popinjay. He's flighty. Probably happened real sudden.
Yeah, too sudden, Doc. Even for Herman.
Say, come to think of it, I haven't seen him all morning. He's usually strutting up and down Front Street, preening himself like a powder peach.
Yeah, he's probably upstairs there, sleeping in, getting ready for the opening tonight.
We gonna be here, Mr. Dillon?
Mamie, huh?
Mr. Dillon.
What? Oh, yeah, Chester. We're gonna be here.
I'm sorry, boys, but she's upstairs. Said she'd be down about 8 o'clock. That's all I know about it. Now, if you want to order anything, let's hear it. If you don't, just shut up.
Hey, boys, acting kind of rambunctious, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, sure wish she'd stayed in St. Louis. and points east.
Say, Matt, I was talking to the bartender. I asked him what she looks like, and he said if he told me, I wouldn't believe it.
The fella I'd like to talk to is Herman Bleeker.
Yeah, well, nobody's seen hide or hair of him. You know, Matt, I'm beginning to wonder, too.
Howdy, strangers. Welcome to the Long Branch. I'm Mamie, the new owner.
Mamie?
Oh, gracious sakes alive.
190 pounds if she weighs an ounce.
The bartender was right. I wouldn't have believed it.
Boys, looks like we're going to be doing business together, so let's get things straight right in the beginning. Now, in the first place, the minute you stick your foot inside that door, you're on my stomping ground. I'm the boss of this shebang, and don't you ever forget it. When I tell anybody to hop, he hops. Is that clear? Now, I tell you what. I aim to get the squarest deal in town. All the liquor here is going to be aged over 30 days. And the dancing girls aged under 30 years. The liquor's straight and the girls are graceful. There's only four aces in every deck and the cards only read from the front side.
Talks too much.
You'll get a fair shake for your money, but there ain't gonna be no fandangling. And another thing.
Dingle dangling.
Mister, I'm talking.
Well, so am I, you old battle axe.
Excuse me, boys.
Oh, looks like it's starting, Mr. Dillon.
Yeah, wait a second.
Paid for his drink?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, you bull-eyed old maverick, come on!
You get off of me, you poor excuseful woman!
Throw his head out after him! Now, as I was saying, boys, I just won't stand for no fandangling. Now, maybe some of you figured I was wearing this six-shooter for a decoration. Well, now, just cast your eyes on that ace of spades I got tacked up on the back wall. Now!
Fancy! You see that ball, Mr. Dillon?
Yeah, and she got the card, too.
Oh, the boys won't give her no trouble, Matt.
All right, boys. The first one's on the house, and it's the last free one you'll get. And the only credit I give is for funeral expenses. Fill it up, boys!
Yes, sir. Mr. Dillon?
Chester, I want to talk to Herman Bleeker more than ever.
Hey, you know, big enough to, I'll bet she forced Herman itself.
Yeah, maybe, Doc. I'll be right back. I want to talk to her.
She was nothing, boys. Oh, you're the marshal, huh?
Yeah, that's right, ma'am. My name's Dillon.
Proud to shake your hand, Mr. Dillon.
Well, thank you, Miss Mamie. Welcome to Dodge City.
Mighty decent of you to express the sentiment, Marshal. I reckon you won't get much business around the Long Branch. I'll take care of any trouble that's around here.
That would be quite a change. The boys used to push Bleeker around every now and then.
That runting little prairie dog?
I didn't know he was planning to sell, Miss Mamie. Must have made up his mind in a hurry.
Yeah, I made him an offer and he took it, just like that.
He found himself some new living quarters, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. He moved right out last night.
I wonder where he's holed up.
Huh?
There are a couple of things I'd like to see him about.
Well, now, I tell you, I'm afraid he left town, Mr. Dillon. I think he said something about taking the Santa Fe to St. Louis, now that I remember.
Oh, I see. Well, that's too bad. I'd sure like to have seen him. Well, I'll probably drop in now and then, Miss Mamie.
Sure. Anytime, Marshal. For you, it's on the house.
Oh, thank you.
What'd you find out, Mr. Dillon?
Let's get out of here, Chester. Coming, Doc?
Sure. Oh, yes. With both ears a flap.
Well, boys, what do you think of her?
Oh, my gracious, Mr. Dillon. I sure would hate to meet her in the dark.
Why, she's got a voice like a buffalo.
Ain't it awful? It just itches your ears, don't it?
Why, the woman's a human monstrosity.
I still haven't seen Herman.
What did she say, Matt?
She says she thinks he left town. Chester, I want you to check all the rooming houses and hotels along Front Street. I'm going to the railroad station and the stage lines. I'll meet you over at the jail.
Yes, sir, Mr. Dillon.
Say, Matt, I think Herman keeps a horse over at the livery stables.
Yeah, I thought of that, Doc. I wonder if you'd be good enough to look into that for me.
Why, sure. Be happy to.
You know, Mr. Dillon, she's an awful straight shot.
Yeah, Chester, I know.
You hear, Matt?
Oh, yeah. Come on in, Doc.
Well, his horse is still over at the stable. He didn't tell them anything about leaving.
He didn't leave, Doc. Mamie came in on the 9 o'clock train last night. Only one train out after that, around midnight. He wasn't on it. And he didn't buy a ticket on the stage, either.
Yeah, see? Now, what'd I tell you, Matt? That settles it.
Yeah. Of course, he may have moved into one of the hotels.
No, sir, Mr. Dillon. I'm afraid he didn't.
Oh? What did you find out, Chester?
Nobody in this town has seen Herman Bleeker since around 9 o'clock last night.
Matt, I knew I'd get me a fee out of this, one way or the other.
Well, don't spend it yet, Doc. What?
Buenas noches.
Oh, Manuel, come on in.
Gracias, Señor Dillon.
Well, what's on your mind?
Well, Señor, I was at the railroad depot when I hear you ask about the little one, Señor Bleeker.
Oh?
And the other, the Señora. Oh, there is much woman in that one.
Well, there's no argument there, Manuel.
Señor, last night I have seen something which is strange.
Oh?
I come home very late, 1 hour, 2 hours before dawn. I was visit a friend, you understand.
Yeah, I understand.
You see, I am walk home in much hurry, and it is really dark, Señor. When at once I see this lantern in the arroyo behind the Long Branch Cantina.
Oh, a lantern, you say?
I am think, what is this? Why wait? And this lantern is come toward me, and when it is close, oh, this woman, who I have no see one like her. Oh, what a scare!
Well, what was she doing in the arroyo?
I do not know. But is one thing I forget. She is carrying something in her hand.
Well, what was it, Manuel?
A shovel, Señor.
Find anything, Matt?
Well, there's something here, Doc, but I can't quite... Hold the lantern over here, will you, Chester?
Yes, sir, Mr. Dillon.
I found something here. If I can just get it loose.
Lantern on the right, Mr. Dillon? Can you see what 'tis?
Yeah, it's fine, Chester. Yeah, I got it.
Oh!
It's a boot, and here's the other one.
Yeah, all that fancy stitching. Matt, those are his. I've seen them on him.
Yeah, so have I, Doc. Yesterday, in fact. Here, take him, Chester.
Yes, sir.
There's a bundle of some kind here.
Oh, you found the body, huh?
No, it's clothes, I think, Doc. Let's have a look. Yeah, that's all there is, too. The hole doesn't go any deeper. That's hard pan on the bottom there. Hold the lantern down, Chester, and let me...
All right.
Let me get this unwrapped.
I'm not so sure about that coat, Mr. Dillon. A lot of them like that around town.
Yeah, I know. But take a look at this fancy vest.
Oh, that's Herman's. Nobody else in Dodge City ever wore a thing like that.
Well, from the looks of it, he won't be wearing it again. How you coming, Doc?
Don't rush me, Matt. Don't rush me. I haven't made one of these blood tests in years. If you ask me, I don't see any use in making one now. Well, let me see. Pour the precipitin into here. What other kind of blood could it be except human?
Doc, I only want to be sure, that's all.
All right. Now, let me see. 5 drops of the sulfate. You sure look uncomfortable, Matt.
Well, how'd you like to try arresting that lady, Doc?
Not my job to arrest her. All I'm doing is stopping up all those loopholes Matt's trying to wiggle out of.
Well, that's real decent of you, Doc. Real decent.
No, sir, Matt. I don't ever recall you being in such a predicament. Oh, of course I remember that night you shot it out with the Barkley boys over in the Alafaganza. There were 3 of them, and you did not turn a hair. And then that other time when you got dry gulched by the Platte River gang.
All right, Doc. All right. But this is different. If I go to arrest that woman, she's just crazy enough to start a gunfight.
It's a problem. It's a problem, all right. Now, let's see. We'll just shake this up and warm it a bit. Yeah.
You know, there is one thing, though, Mr. Dillon. Shooting at a mark's not the same as a gunfight. Maybe she wouldn't even resist.
Do you really believe that, Chester?
No, sir. She ain't a woman. She's a human catastrophe.
She sure is, for Matt.
Well, there's still a chance we may be going off half-cocked here. That blood could have got on Herman's vest 12 different ways.
Well, we'll soon see. Let's see now. A couple of drops of reagent. 1, 2, 3, 4. Ah, yes, now. And we'll look for the color change. So, turn up the lamp a little bit, will you, Chester, please?
All right, Doc.
My, yes. Well...
Well, Doc?
Well, it's tough luck, Matt. It's human blood. Hey, Matt, I thought we were going over to the Long Branch and talk to Mamie. I'll come to jail.
She'll keep, Doc. She's not going anywhere.
Yeah, looks cut and dry to me, Matt.
It might not if you were in my shoes. Come on in, boys.
You know, Mr. Dillon, when I talked to the barkeep Finnegan, he said that when he showed up this morning to open the saloon, that woman was already inside waiting for him. She told him to come back at 8 o'clock tonight, and he didn't see no sign of Herman Bleeker.
Oh, well, there's another nail in your coffin, Matt.
Doc, if you keep this up, I'm going to deputize you and take you along with me.
He can have my job, Mr. Dillon.
No, you don't. I will not lift a hand in anger against a woman, especially that woman.
I keep thinking we could still be wrong somehow.
A real diehard, huh?
Now, look. Now, suppose Herman hurt himself some way.
How?
And he wanted to get away by himself and recuperate.
Where?
And suppose he didn't want anybody to know about it.
Why?
So he decided to stay with some friend.
Who?
And, well, maybe... Oh, come on, Chester. Let's go. There she is at the end of the bar.
What are you going to do, Mr. Dillon?
Take her in, Chester. Maybe she'll talk when she's arrested. I got to get that gun away from her some way.
It's not going to be easy.
It's got to be done. I've never drawn a gun on a woman yet, and I'm not starting now. If I could just manage to... I don't know. There might be a chance. Stick close to me, Chester.
Yes, Mr. Dillon.
Neil Marshall, mighty glad you dropped back in.
I was just wondering how you were getting along, Miss Mamie.
Like a kid with 2 tongues and an all-day sucker. Say now, tell me, did you find that little weasel, Herman Bleeker?
I thought you told me he'd left town.
Oh, well, I was just guessing, Mr. Dillon. He said something about planning to. Here, step up and have a shot of poison.
No, thank you. Thank you. As a matter of fact, I came back here for a particular purpose.
Chester and I have a little bet on.
Mr. Gill?
What kind of a bet is it, Marshal?
Well, it was about that shooting trick of yours, hitting the center of that playing card, you know. Chester figures that it was a fluke of luck. He's betting me that you can't do it 5 times in a row.
We'll soon settle that. The card's still up there. Stand aside, boys. Mimi's gonna limber up her shooting iron, so get out of the way. Get down there, Curly. All right. There's one. A couple of them.
You're doing fine so far.
How we doing down there, boys?
All dead center so far.
Say, you there, whatever your name is, what do you think of your bet now?
Well, I just kind of lost my mind, Miss Mimi.
Well, 3 down, 2 to go. There's 4, and 1 more. Oh, yeah.
What are you stopping now for, Mimi?
Well, I got some rules I go by, Marshal. One of them's never to fire my last shot and leave my gun empty.
Oh, I see. Well, that's a pretty good idea, I guess.
Sorry to lose your bet for you, Marshal.
I'm convinced. Well, I guess that didn't quite...
Chester, Miss Mamie, I guess you're not a gambler yourself, huh?
Who says so? I'll take a fair bet at even odds any day of the week and twice in Philadelphia.
Well, in that case, I'll make you one. I've got a pretty fair gun here, or at least I thought so till I saw yours in action.
I'd say yours is every bit as good as mine.
Well then, how about a bet? Your gun against mine on a one-cut high card, huh?
Well, now, I didn't...
Of course, it's all right with me if you'd rather back out on it.
Who's backing out? Got yourself a bet, Mr. Dillon. Finnegan, shuffle us a dick.
Okay, Miss Mamie.
Bet or a fight, Mamie never backs out.
Here you are, Miss Mamie.
Now, goes first, Mr. Dillon.
Why, ladies, always.
All right, your friend Lester will cut him for us once.
It's Chester. Chester B. Brown.
Never mind, cut the cards.
Yes, sir, ma'am.
Now, let's see what we've got.
Ah, Jack of Spades. That's not bad.
Plenty good, Marshal. Plenty good enough to beat anything you...
King of Diamonds.
I'm beat. Fair and square. You won yourself a gun.
Ah, thank you. Here, Chester, will you take it?
Yes, sir.
And now the handcuffs.
What? No! No, stop that!
Mamie, you're under arrest.
Why?
Mamie, now you're going to stay fastened to me until I get you in a cell, so you might as well make the best of it. And as far as that's concerned, you'll be safer in jail than out of it once word gets around. People here in Dodge City thought a lot of Herman Bleecher.
That little sawed-off groundhog?
That's no excuse for killing him in cold blood.
What?
You heard it, baby. You killed me.
Bleecher!
This is the biggest night of my whole life to hear somebody finally shut Mamie up and make her like him.
The Marshal's a gentleman, you little weasel. He knows how to talk to a lady.
And it was good to hear you say how much the town thinks of me, Mr. Dillon.
What's this all about, Herman?
Well...
I'll tell you what it's all about. This little grubworm ran out on me in Cincinnati 3 years ago. Locked a broke my heart. I've been hunting him ever since, and last night I found him. I wailed the living daylights out of him.
Yeah, he looks like it. But why did you bury his clothes?
Mr. Dillon, would you want to be married to a man that dressed like that?
She pretty near murdered me, though, Mr. Dillon. I've been up there in the bed all day, just too bruised and embarrassed to hobble downstairs.
Had her ups and downs, Marshal, me and Herman. You know how it is.
Yeah. Chester, give me the keys to the handcuffs, will you?
Yes, sir. I got them right here. Well, I guess they're over in the...
What's the matter, Chester?
Mr. Dillon, we were digging out there. Guess I must have lost them.
Chester, can't you file that thing any faster?
You might just as well relax, Mr. Dillon. Took a half hour to get the other one off Miss Mamie's wrist.
Oh, all right, all right. But just hurry, will you?
I'm filing as fast as I can.
Hey, Matt.
What? Oh, Doc.
Maybe he gave me this bottle of virus here to make the waiting a little easier. And it's Jameson's.
Oh, well, fine, Doc, fine. Chester, let that go for a minute, huh? And open it up.
Yes, sir, Mr. Dillon.
Can you imagine it, boys? Little Herman Bleeker, married for years to a woman like that.
Oh, I don't want to imagine. Oh, I'd get nightmares.
Here you go, Mr. Dillon.
Oh, thank you, Chester.
Doc?
Thank you.
Oh, well, gentlemen, here's to the weaker sex.
Mr. Dillon, which one is that?
We hope you've enjoyed the fifth show of our Gunsmoke series and will join us again next month for our sixth and final episode, The Mortgage. Visit the Vintage Voices website at huntleyradio.com